You are listening to the Girl Boss Chat Series podcast. I'm your host, Kylie Richardson. Just to give you a little bit of a backstory on who I am a life coach for female entrepreneurs, and I also am the founder of the Business Builders Community, which is based in New Zealand. Whilst I now call Christchurch, New Zealand home, I am originally from Australia and made the move over the ditch about 12 years ago now. I'm super passionate about the Girl Boss community and surrounding myself with like-minded women, and I realized that there was an opportunity to create a platform to share stories of other women in business, to inspire and to motivate and to help build a really supportive community of girl bosses in New Zealand, hence the creation of this podcast. I really hope that you get as much value out of this as I have from creating it, and I would absolutely love any of your feedback with regards to the podcast. I want this to be a platform that you love listening to. I want to be delivering interviews and content that you want to hear. So please definitely get in touch. Without further ado, let's jump in. Hi, Emma. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely to have you on the Girl Boss Chat Series podcast. I'm very excited to chat with you today.
Thanks for having me. I'm actually quite nervous and excited.
Don't be nervous. This is super cash, super informal, and we're just going to chat. Just pretend we're not even recording the conversation.
Okay, cool. I'm good. Okay.
Awesome. Well, I for the listeners of the podcast, I met Emma, was it end of last year?
End of last year. It was probably a number of months ago now, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what day of the week it is, what month we're in. So it was recently, like a few months ago-ish, and we got introduced by a mutual friend of ours, Lisa, who was on the podcast a few episodes ago from Social Currency. And I had chatted with Lisa about some ideas for the business builders that I had, and she was like, you need to meet Emma. So I was like, all right, I'm doing it. And I'm
She's
so glad I did.
She's such a good champion.
She is a champion. I love Lisa. When I met her, I was like, we're going to be besties.
Yeah, she's so good. She's always like, oh, you should meet this person.
Yes.
Yeah, really well. She's always right.
Yeah, she is. I know, it was so good. And I love people that are good at recognizing when you know somebody's going to get on with somebody else, because of course when I met you, I felt like I was just catching up with a friend that I've known for ages, and we were just talking about what's been happening.
Yeah, it was super easy. It was very similar to this.
We were just exactly. This is cool. Yeah. So good. Awesome. So, well, I know who you are and what you do, but how about you introduce yourself to the listeners of the podcast, just about who you are and yeah, what your business is.
Cool. Well, I run my own business called Emma Smart Creative, which is obviously my name. And I do newborn photography, and I've started pivoting my business into doing some family videos, which I call the All My Love family films. And they're basically like a lifestyle photo shoot, except it's video. And the All My Love part is connected to a small little love letter that my granddad wrote to my nana years ago, and it was just really simple. It was just like, to Doreen with all my love, Murray. And I was like, that is the perfect thing for these films, because I interview the family or the parents about their kids, or if it's about a grandparent, about them, and I get them to talk about all the amazing things and their story, and then I put that audio underneath the video of them just hanging out and doing something together. So it's like the voiceover part is like a love letter to their family. So that's where that all comes from. And it took me ages to find the name. And then I saw this little love letter and I was like, I found it. This is it. This
Done.
Is everything just came together. Yeah. So that's my main thing at the moment is doing, these sort of family films and making them really cinematic and beautiful and having them as like, kind of like an heirloom thing. I mean, I know photos are amazing as well. But there's something about video that is just so, like, you can see people's personalities in it, and there's just something really special about it. And so I'm real pumped about this. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they sound amazing. I got like goosebumps when you were talking about your letter from your grandfather to your grandmother. That sounded so sweet.
It was really sweet. It took me so long to find the name. It took me weeks. I was thinking about it. And then as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Done.
Done. Like, perfect. Done and done.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. So that was really good. Cool. I've got that in my video too. Yeah. I've got it framed.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, I love when ideas and things just kind of, I like to call them universal downloads, because you're just like, something will happen or something will be said or you'll see something and you're like, boom, perfect. This is exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's amazing because it just like it clicks into place and you just sort of, you just know that it's like, mm-hmm. that's what it is. It needs to be that and that's what it is. So yeah, it was one of those moments. It was really cool. Yeah, awesome. Especially since I was thinking about it for so long and I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And thinking it and overthinking it and thinking it and overthinking it again.
Yeah. And nothing quite worked. I was like, it's not quite there. Everything sounded a bit cliched or a bit too similar to everything else. And there's lots of photographers out there who use similar words. Mm-hmm. And because it's video, I was like, I needed the stamp to be different than that, because I don't want people to get confused thinking it's something else. It needs to be its own thing. So that's where that came from.
awesome. And like, tell us a little bit about how you got into photography and then of course videography. When did that journey start for you?
Well, if you want to go back really far,
let's start at the very beginning.
We've got tons of home videos, and I didn't realize how early it was that mum let me start making them myself. Like, I don't know, I was like 5, 6 or 7 and I'm like holding this big camera and you can hear her being like, careful, it's heavy. Just don't move it too fast, just be slow, just like pan it slowly. And so I did start playing around with that, like most kids probably do with tech when they're little anyway. And then I was at high school, intermediate maybe, and Lord of the Rings came out, and I started to learn how to make things like people disappear, and like putting the camera on a tripod and recording something and then making them run out of frame and then cutting it and editing it so they look like they disappeared, and doing this little
amazing
kind of like special effects. So I got really obsessed with Lord of the Rings, and I was like, right. So my little brother, he used to he's 10 years younger than me, so he was like my wee actor I used for stuff. And so I put him in a little Frodo cloak and I'd make him run around and like act with a wee sword and then put the ring on and disappear. That's where it started. That's where I was like, I'm gonna make movies.
That's awesome.
Those videos, they're probably gone. I don't know where I'd find them now. But they did exist at one point. And we made Terminator movies as well. People walking through like walls and stuff, and it was very silly. But it was so fun. And it was literally like a 1 megapixel digital camera I had.
Took
little clips of video. Like, it would be terrible footage now.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible. Yeah. But that's where it started. And then I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I was at high school, for studying and things like that. I wasn't really sure. And then I applied for broadcasting school and didn't get in, and I was gutted. And then, but they rang me and said, hey, in your interview, like, it seems that you're really into editing, not so much being in a studio. And I was like, yep, that's right. And they said, well, we've got this other course, which is a postgrad, it's a postgrad paper or year, and they were downgrading it a little bit so you could do it without doing the degree first. Okay. And it was just in post-production, digital video post-production. And I was like, yes, this is where I'm supposed to be. So it worked out perfectly. Yeah, so I did that. And then I sort of self-taught myself still photography and started doing some weddings and things like that. And then I went back to video and started videoing weddings instead. I guess a neighbour asked me to do one, and then someone else heard that I'd done a wedding, and then a friend got me to do one. And it literally went from someone saying just use a handy cam on a tripod to actually doing full-on wedding videos. And then I got sort of bored of weddings, and I decided I wanted to do newborn and family photography. And again, it was just from photographing friends and then being like, oh, I could do this. It's a job. And then I've pivoted back to video again, but I'm doing the family video stuff now. And I think this is something that is not much of it around anyway. It's sort of new. People aren't super aware of it. So I'm just really quite glad to be one of the only ones, I guess, doing it, especially in Christchurch. Mm-hmm. There's definitely other people out there doing things like this, but there's not as many as there are photographers and doing it. And it's really hard to stand out when a market is quite saturated, trying to find something that people choose you for rather than just price shopping.
Yes.
yeah, really standing out and being the person to do for a particular style or that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. I just really wanted something that I could do that was something I was really good at, and, you know, something that was in my skill set. And mm-hmm. I realized that I could do videos for families in the same way I do a wedding video. When I but in the weddings, I put like the speeches and the vows over behind it. I suddenly thought, I could do this for families. I can interview them and do like a mini documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are other people doing it. I'm not the first person to come up with it, but I didn't actually see anyone else doing it when I was trying to work out the idea. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, it took me like 6 months to think of it, which is quite a long time. You know, an idea just starts to come to you and you're like, yeah, maybe I could do that. But,
yeah,
you know, you're not quite sure how it's going to work out. Like, at first I thought maybe I'll just do video and newborn sessions. I thought maybe that could be how mm-hmm. I stand out. Turns out that's really hard.
Yeah.
it's kind of boring doing video in a newborn session, especially when you're wanting them to be asleep. They don't really do a whole lot.
Yeah. Yes. Not very interactive.
No, but if I'm doing a newborn session, well, not a newborn session, but doing a video with a newborn, it's their parents interacting with them. It's not, I'm not trying to pose them or do photos. It's in their own home or it's in the hospital room, like when they're only like a day old. Like, it's that kind of thing. And so you can do so much at that age. It doesn't have to be the photos though. So yeah, I mean, that was probably a convoluted way to where I was getting to, but that's how it started.
No, that's perfect.
That's kind of what it's turned into. Yeah. So that's pretty much me. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I think you make a valid point in terms of, you know, like thinking about ideas and trying to carve out your niche. Like, we're at a point now where very, very few ideas are unique. Like, I would probably go as far as to say, unless you're Elon Musk, everybody's already done what you're trying to do. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's about.
Well, I was going to say, my thing, that they're basically documentaries, and that's not a new thing at all. There's nothing new or special about that.
It's no, but you're doing your way.
Do it for themselves. Yeah, people don't think about getting a documentary made about their family. Like, that's a bit of a more novel concept.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's the technique is not new.
Yeah. No, but I love, because you did a Mother's Day. Was it a Mother's Day?
I just did a video for promo for Mother's Day. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and I was like, that is such a genius idea. Like, I looked at that and I was like, oh, that's like, if my mum wasn't in a different country, that would be something that I would see as being something quite lovely to do for her. And then it also made me feel really jealous of all the people that have got video footage of them when they're children, because I was like, we didn't have a video camera when I was a kid. So there's no like lovely old footage of us when we were young. And I was like, man, the kids these days, I don't know how lucky they've got it with us running around filming them doing everything all the time.
And I think even when I was small, it was probably, it wasn't like unusual, like it was like late 80s, so people did have video cameras and used them quite a lot.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really, like, not everyone did it at all. And mm-hmm. I didn't realise it at the time, but mum filmed probably way more than any other parent I know.
Yeah.
made me laugh the other day, I was thinking about it and I thought, as I was putting together that Mother's Day promo, because I used some footage mm-hmm. of us at the beginning. That mum, like nearly like 30 years ago, mum did not know that she was basically creating my promo material.
Yeah.
For my business. Like, she would never, she was just filming us on our bikes in the driveway, or, you know, when it snowed outside, we're running around or throwing leaves or whatever. Like, she would never have thought, oh, I'm creating content for my daughter's future business. That would never have occurred to anyone. But she did. And we were like, oh, mum, put the video camera down. But, like, I'm so glad she did. I'm so glad she did. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing that I did find with doing that promo was that it was really hard to find footage of mum.
Because she was always the one filming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So occasionally dad would film something and she was in a couple of shots. But she was probably in 5 or 10%. Of the footage.
Yeah.
And most of it's us kids, but like dad's in a lot because she was filming all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's another reason why I think these are so important, because parents are often behind the camera or,
yes,
you know, taking the photos or taking the video. They're not really in it, or they don't want to be in it. They're like, don't film me.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And it's so lovely to look back like, I love looking back at these old videos and being like, what were you doing with your hair, mum? Or like, what were you wearing? Yeah, yeah. She was like, I loved those dungarees. And actually, most of it comes back anyway. So now I'm like, oh, yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, really trendy.
Yeah, but it's like, and looking at my grandparents in the videos, we're like, oh, no, go back to Nana, go back to Grandad, show them again. But it's all about us.
Kids. Yeah.
And the video, it's like, you get a glimpse of it and you're like, oh, I want to see Grandad again, or I want to see that again. Like, turn the camera around, so I want to see them. And so this is why I think, like, having this footage and making sure that everyone is there and is in the video is so important. Yeah. And not to sound morbid or anything, but if we don't know how long people are going to be around for.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, no one knows. And so it's like, don't wait for it. Like, I've had a few people say, oh, you know, I want to lose some weight first. And no one's going to be ever 100% happy with how they look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, no one's going to be happy, like, completely happy.
Yeah.
But it's so important. Like, your kids don't want to, look back and be like, oh, mum was really fat in that video. They're going to be like, look how much she loved us. That's what they're going to see. They're going to see her interacting, and it's going to be so special. Like, no one is going to care about people's weight or how they look.
No.
So I just really don't want that. I just wish people wouldn't put it off.
Yeah, yeah, that's so
that's
true.
Like my main thing. I'm like, don't put it off. You never know. Like, people, kids grow up so fast as well. Like, you don't want to miss them when they're 2 and 3.
Yeah,
like in these videos.
True.
Yeah, it's just that's my way. Thing I really want to push at the moment.
Yeah, you just cut out then. Sorry, I missed what you said.
Oh, I was like, that's what I really want to push at the moment is just like, don't put it off.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is ever going to be perfect, but now is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The right time is now, always.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always the right time. Like, just do it.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon.
So cool. Yeah. And I love the idea as well. Like, you, the way that you capture the videos and the way that you edit them and put them all together, they are this kind of succinct video that is, you know, what's the, like, the average length? They're not very long, are they, the videos?
They're about the length of a song. So they're maybe like, between 3 and 5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, so that's perfect. And like, you manage in that, like, relatively it's a short video. I mean, obviously the work and the editing and the lead up is a lot of work goes into it, but you manage to kind of encapture in such a short period such an array of emotions and an array of feelings and that timing. Like, it's just, you watch these videos and you feel the feels. Like, I feel like I'm watching a movie when I watch your videos. Like,
that's what I want to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want them to be like cinematic and beautiful, because people
like,
it looks amazing. Like, it's so much, it's not like videoing on your phone at all. It's got, there's a cinematic quality that I've been like, I really aim to bring to these videos. Well, I want to call them films.
Yeah.
I keep using the word videos, but films.
Films,
I really
want
to bring that to them. Yeah, because it's almost like starring in your own little Hollywood movie, I like to think.
Yeah, totally. And like,
people look great.
People go to effort because they know that they're being, you know, videoed that day. They're being filmed, so they, you know, they are dressed nicely and they've done their hair and they've washed their face and but like,
and I want them to be like
capturing
not
them at the best
as well. Yeah, I want them to be how you are as well. But like, there's no harm in like making sure you do feel really great about it too. I get it. I wouldn't want to be like, just whatever in a video like that. But I don't want people to be like dressed up to the nines either. I want to be like, what do you feel like you look really great in? Or, you know, but what do you hang it? Like, I want it to be real as well. So it's one of those things, like trying to find a balance of like feeling really great, but also being really realistic about it and being like, this is who we are, and looking back and seeing that that's actually how things were.
Yeah, totally.
Well,
so wearing your favorite dungarees?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you look back at like formal family photos and half the time you're like, oh man, I hated that dress. Like, it was so uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes.
Or you're like, I would never, like that. You're like, oh, look at that stupid thing I was wearing. Like, and it's, oh, those shoes are so uncomfortable, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you see a photo of someone who's like, it's a candid photo. They're wearing whatever, like their favorite jumper or something. And you're just like, that's them. Like, you see them in these photos like that are candid.
Yes.
Like, there's something so very real in that compared to like these staged photos. And that's where what I want to do with the videos is making them see personalities come through. And like you said before, like that emotion and kind of making this perfect little story in a short little package, because you don't want a 15-minute film.
No.
Have these. Like, it actually does feel quite long when you're watching it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you really want to.
You're going through that emotion.
Yeah, you want it to be like a whole thing. Like, it's a complete little package in a small package. And the great thing is that you could do one every year, because kids grow up.
That's quickly. Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, and to be honest, I keep saying kids. People don't have to have kids to do one of these things either, because if, you know, family can be friends. Family can be anything. Like, family is what you make it. So I don't want to like put anyone off or make anyone feel like they wouldn't be included in that, because there's plenty of people like someone with their pets. That's a family. Like, you know, it could be anything. So it's not totally. It's not just family videos with kids and parents. That's not. This has got such a range. Yeah. It can encapsulate so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm already thinking, I'm like, I want to get all my girlfriends from like Perth over, and my girlfriends from Auckland down, and like have like a really cool girls day, and then have you like film the whole thing. So we've got this like beautiful memory of a time when we were all hanging out together. All right, that's on my bucket list for next year. I want to fly all my things over here.
Well, it's kind of like, it's like a memory, like a capsule. Like, it's just like, it's perfectly done. And cause, you know, you do something on your phone, or you take a picture or a video, and then it just stays on your phone. Like, you never see it. Or maybe you chuck it on Facebook or something like that. But, you know, it's nothing really happens with it. But this is something that's really special, and you make sure you don't lose it, and you keep it, and you pass it on, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's such a beautiful thing to share with family and friends that are not near as well, that they get to kind of get that insight into you and your family and your life, for the people that, you know, don't get the privilege of seeing you regularly.
Yeah, it's almost like you could almost make it like a Christmas letter type thing.
Yeah.
Something that you put out, like, you know, your year in review. Not your year in review exactly, but, you know, just like an updated thing. Like, you put that out there and people can see what you've been up to and how big people are, and, you know, like, your kids are growing up really quick. Like, you can see all that kind of thing, which is really cool.
Perfect. It's like replacing that Christmas card with the family photo on the front. You said you're sending them like an e-video.
Yeah, a beautiful cinematic movie.
Yeah, that's so, so cool. So I guess talking a little bit more about the business side of things, has there been a particular highlight for you, or something that you're like exceptionally proud of that you've done, or any really cool wins?
I guess something that I'm quite really pleased with, it, I guess, is like the response to this, like, to putting these videos out and to making it. Like, everyone has been so lovely and positive about it, and people have been really excited, which makes me feel really great. Like, it helps me to know that I'm in the right direction. This is something that people do want, and people really appreciate and really treasure. And so, they're really special to make, and so getting that kind of feedback is just really awesome. As far as wins, I don't know. I guess it's just, the feeling of satisfaction and stuff I get from making these and seeing people watch them and just feel that, like, you can see the emotion on their faces, and half the time they're just like burst into tears while they're watching them.
Yeah.
because it is so emotional, and I feel it's so gratifying, not because I want to make people cry or anything like that, but because I know that I've like I've really touched their heart in a way, and it's just so special. So that, I really love that. That's probably my favorite thing. It's probably like the biggest
favorite
one.
Part of it. Yeah. And because how many years have you been doing this now?
The videos or?
Yeah. Oh, the business and then the videos.
The videos I sort of launched in December last year. So it's reasonably new, and it's getting the word out, getting the marketing out there. It's still like a new-ish thing to me. That's something I am learning as part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, I mean, I studied video back in 2007, so I guess I've been doing this kind of thing for quite a while. But I've been full-time freelancing for nearly 4 years now, I think.
Awesome. And what were you doing before you started freelancing?
I worked in an office doing admin on the side while I was doing weddings and stuff as well, because weddings were quite seasonal. And I didn't want to do too many, because I found it very stressful. but I ended up, about 4 years ago, I ended up finishing up my job because I was moving in to look after my nana for a bit before she went into a home mm-hmm. when she was getting a bit sick. Mm-hmm. So that gave me the opportunity to quit my job because I was staying with her. And that was when I basically went full-time freelance and started from there. So, yeah, that was all. Thanks, nana.
Yeah.
Got me started. Yeah, that gave me the opportunity. Yeah, totally. And it gave me the opportunity to be like, well, I know that I don't have to worry about rent for a little while, for like 6 months or something. Let's just make this work. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got you've got a window of time where you can really push getting your business off the ground and do that. So that was a huge blessing, actually. I don't know how much longer I would have delayed it without something like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You never know.
And I never know how long it would have taken me to be like brave enough to like quit my job.
Yeah, that's the biggest part is that fear of the unknown and of course, you know, we've got to pay to live. Nothing really comes free. So if you get presented with an opportunity to, yeah, like you said, you know, not have the stresses of rent for a period of time, that's like, I'm really glad to hear that you went and jumped in and actually took that opportunity and went with it at the time.
Yeah, well, I was looking for a way to do it because I wanted to do – it's quite difficult because you want to do more work so you feel financially viable to maybe quit a day job. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you're still doing that day job, so you don't have enough – you don't always have the time to add to that as well. So it's really hard. So it was really difficult because my boss was great though. Like, he would let me – have time off if I needed to in the week. Like, if something came up, he'd be like, yeah, go for it. Like, he was so really, really supportive and really, really helpful. Like, I don't think many jobs would necessarily have let me do that. And he let me, you know, change days around if something had come up, and then he let me do like part-time work. And so he let me sort of like ease into it as well, which was really great. But it was still really scary being like, if this doesn't work, what am I going to do? Like, I've got 6 months or something to try and make this work. And if it doesn't work, then I guess I'm going to get a part-time job somewhere. I don't know.
But I think that's the thing as well. It's like, what is the worst that can happen is like, I will get another job. Like, that's like that. And that's not a bad outcome. Like, it's, you know, the world's not going to end. Nobody's going to die. Like, you'll just get a job. Like, it's, and then you can try again later. It's not even a failure in that you can't look at it again as another option. It's just a little bit of a roadblock.
Yeah, and it totally, like, people who didn't have a day job or a side job, like, I know tons of people who freelance and do that, and it's quite necessary in a lot of cases. I just happen to be really fortunate to have that sort of like springboard, I guess, to have a go.
Yeah.
And like a really supportive family who helped me out, and like I wouldn't be able to do it without people around me, like my family, like supporting me and helping me out and doing stuff like that. Like, it's, I couldn't have done it by myself, even though it looks like you're doing it by yourself. You're totally not. Like, you're doing anything by yourself.
Yeah. Well, they say it takes an army. It's never a solo venture when you're, you know, working for yourself. You need that support around you, and you're like you said, very fortunate that your family were very, very supportive. I know that some people don't have families that understand necessarily what they're going through, but I think that's when it's important to find your girl tribe and surround yourself with people that get it and that are gonna cheer you on and help you through those times when you're like, this is shit, I want to bail, like, I can't do this.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've been in your corner.
Yeah, like, it, we've got like a group of photographers who I haven't been for a while, to be honest, but they're like doing dinner every couple of months, and they'll hang out and swap ideas. And yeah, technically people are each other's competition, but they're also really supportive. And I've also found people like you, like in other industries, other women entrepreneurs doing their own thing or running businesses. And everyone has like the same like insecurities or fears or struggles.
Yeah.
Even if you're in a different industry, you can still relate to, and you can still like help out with. And it's I find it really good, like, seeing all these like women who are running these businesses and actually really supporting other women. And that's one other thing I want to do more of, is doing promo stuff for women who are starting businesses or have businesses or want to run promos. Like, I feel quite strongly about supporting other women doing stuff like that, because there's the whole like pay gap thing as well. There's a whole lot of stuff that is really difficult, and I do feel like a lot of women, it's even freelancers, is a pay, like, is a wage gap, because we're a bit nervous.
Okay.
Not all women, yes. obviously. But we don't always charge high enough as we should because of, like, fear that we either won't get the job or that we're being, I don't know. Sometimes I think, like, is that too greedy to ask for that? And then I'm like, what are, are you kidding? They're paying you for your talent as well. But, there is actually a wage gap in freelancers as well because a lot of women don't know what the guys are charging for the same job as well.
Mm.
There's not a lot of transparency. And so I really want to see other women, like, having really successful businesses, viable businesses that they can support themselves and their families with as well and not have to rely on, like, I don't know, like a minimum wage freelance job, like, because that's what that sometimes it ends up like. You might as well go work somewhere else. Like, you're not making any more money running your own business. But I want, but the whole point is for you to have like a more of a, I don't say work life balance. I kind of don't like that term, but you know,
a lifestyle.
You want to be able to, like, you want your business to work for you and not to be stressed and working at a minimum wage level and all the other stresses that come with running a business.
Yeah,
like that's not like the ideal. No, you want it. You want them to work. And so, like, so I really am getting, like, pumped. I'm like, all right, women, you guys need promo videos. Yeah. Here I am.
Yes, definitely. And, like, the power of video in marketing is just exponential. Like, you just, if you're not on video, you're missing out on a massive, massive opportunity. And having someone like yourself create this really succinct video that kind of, you know, manages to articulate really well who you are and what you do, and I guess help create that know, like, and trust factor with your clients or with your customers. It's just, I don't know, it just adds like a whole nother element to your business and to your marketing. I think that doing promo videos is a genius idea, and we will definitely be working together on some of those.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we are working on one of those.
We are. But that won't be the only one. I'm already, like, ticking in my head, like, what other things can I use it for? What can I do? Like, how can I use this to leverage other opportunities? Amazing.
Well, the good and thing I think as that, well, you're right, you can use it for lots of different things. You can reuse footage. You can, you know, make those smaller things. You've got all these different platforms to use things on, like, you got your Instagram and you got your stories and you got your Facebook and you've got all this other stuff. So, like, you're right. There's so many, like, you can make one video and then it will spin out to, like, five different things that you'll need, like, you'll use it for and things like that. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And I think, I mean, promo video stuff, there are definitely women doing that, especially in Christchurch, but it does tend to be a bit of a boys' club. And so I feel like maybe having, like, a woman making the video for another woman in business, they kind of get it a bit more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think there's something you can connect with a bit more over it and maybe feel a bit more comfortable. I don't know.
Yeah.
With the people.
That was my first thought.
Yeah. Like, but, like, even just being like, I'll feel maybe, like, I like to make people feel at ease and not feel stressed about things. Like, that's the last thing I want someone to do is to be like, quick, we've got to get this done. And make them feel stressed when they're trying to be on camera. It's stressful. I get it. That's why I'm behind the camera. I know it's stressful to be in front of it. Like, I get it. I totally get it. And I want people to be relaxed and at ease. And so, yeah. So I think if I was getting a promo video done, I probably would want a woman to make it for me, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I would want.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. That's just one thing I think of. I mean, it's not to say, like, I don't do it in front of people, because I do.
No.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel quite strongly that I want to, like, work with other women and, like, help their businesses go fantastically as well. That's what I want.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I'll definitely, at the end of this, and we'll get all your contact details and stuff as well, but I'll put them in the show notes and make sure everyone knows how they can find you, because that's
that's
the first part in getting it.
I am in the middle of changing my website to be from newborns to video. So at the moment, if you just see newborn stuff on it, don't panic. I am working on the website.
Awesome. Well, the thing is, you need us to come and have videos with you so that you've got more video content to put on your website.
Yeah.
So we will be doing you a favor.
Let's build up this gallery, yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. We're on it. With your, I guess, because you're a one-woman show, what are the parts? Is there anything in your business that you outsource?
Not a lot at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
No. Is there a reason for not outsourcing, or is there something on your list that you are looking to outsource, or are you okay with your time at the moment and you don't feel like it's a necessity?
At the moment, I'm okay with my time. I think if I got too busy to do a lot of the editing, maybe I would possibly outsource some of that. But I do love the editing, so it's pretty hard to give that over. But I think if I got super busy, I would probably outsource a lot of some more admin stuff or accounting kind of bits and pieces, so I could focus on the creative stuff. Or maybe I'd love to outsource some marketing. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing because it's not a strong suit of mine. Social media marketing, all that kind of thing would be like probably the first thing I would outsource.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, at the moment, like, I'm a one woman show at the moment, so that's how it is. Mm-hmm. But hopefully not forever.
My first recommendation for anyone who's outsourcing is a cleaner for your house. So that's one less thing, one less like admin-y thing to do. We've got a cleaner that comes once a week, and oh my gosh, she is the best thing ever. And not having to worry about mopping floors and cleaning showers and all that sort of thing is just a lifesaver.
It's funny you should say that, because we're possibly working with someone who runs a cleaning business and would like to swap some cleaning for some videos, and I said, that sounds great.
So amazing, amazing.
Yeah, I was like, that could work really well.
Yeah. Quite often people, when you think about outsourcing, it's very much like admin tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, sales, like all that sort of stuff is the first thing that you kind of think of. But I'm like, what are other areas of your life of things that you could outsource? Like, you know, cleaning things, shopping things, food preparation, you know, all of these other elements of your life.
One of my friends was telling me about the PA club the other day, and they outsource all that stuff for you.
Oh my God.
Who are running businesses. And the PA club? I haven't looked into it, but what she was telling me about it, I was like, this is amazing. And they'll do things like, if you've got a plumber or something coming and you're at work, they'll wait at your house for the plumber, so you don't have to wait there all day. That kind of thing. Amazing, isn't it?
That is amazing.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Or, you know, picking up dry cleaning and dropping things off, or, you know, picking up groceries, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, really amazing stuff. And I'm not busy enough to require those services yet, but I was like, I would love to be at the point where it would make sense to do that. That would be great.
Really, really cool. I'm so excited. I've just written that down. I created this list a few weeks ago on every element of my, like, everything that I do, basically, and pretty much everything on that list that I could outsource. So there was a lot of things. There was like tens of things on that list. I think I probably got up to over 30 things on the list. But a lot of them, you don't like it. It took a lot of thinking. Like, I was like, all these little elements of my life, you know, and things that are not necessarily all the time, but, you know, in terms of like getting wafts for your car and car servicing.
I was just about to say,
sort of,
what about a waft for your car? That's exactly what my mind went.
Yes. But just stuff like that, you're just like, oh god, I can't be bothered like going down to the waft place and sitting there for half an hour or an hour or whatever it is, and like just the admin side of that. I'm like, all of these little tasks, and every, like, that's kind of how I'm going to start measuring the success in my business, is every time I'm able to outsource another element of my life, that's going to be like a little win for me, because just
that is pretty cool. I love that.
Yeah, like, I feel like there's so many things that, you know, we could be much better, our time could be much better spent doing other things rather than these like little life tasks. Some stuff we love doing, which is fine, but there are a lot of things, if you really think about it, that you could be paying someone else to do.
So that I you feel can like be it's doing, a generational doing fun stuff. Yeah, like, it's a generational thing as well. Like, my mum's generation, she would be horrified for someone to do cleaning for her when you could do it yourself. But I think there is, like, you're supporting other people in business by getting them to do stuff like that as well, which is awesome. But also, you could be doing more things in your business in that same time.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it can cost you more to be doing some of those things yourself by putting aside business stuff for you as well. So I think, I think that's a really, I think that's a cool way of looking at it, actually. Like, is your wins, like, how much you outsource?
Yeah.
Because I hadn't really, I was thinking the business aligned kind of things, but you're right, there's a whole lot of other things that can be outsourced. Yeah, like why not?
Totally, totally. And like you said, you're supporting another business. So every time that my business steps up and I'm able to outsource another task, I'm then providing support and income for another business so that hopefully then they can start doing the same. And then in an ideal world, everyone is just doing the things that they're really, really good at and that they really love doing, because there's other people that are doing the other elements. Because there's people that love cleaning. Like that's, you know, that's like the favorite thing to do. And like the thought of going and cleaning someone else's house and making it all like sparkly and shiny lights them up. Like for me, it's like the most horrible thought in the world. But I'm like, if I can, you know, pay someone else to do that and they're happy and I'm happy, then this is just like amazing.
Yeah. And like having like Lisa does my accounts and my taxes. Do not like doing that at all. And she's so good with numbers and she likes it. It's good. And it supports her business and it supports what she supports. And so it just works really well. Like I can't do my taxes, let's be honest. Like I haven't really learned and I don't think I want to.
Hey, and then your time is not well spent doing that, because you've got Lisa and she's an expert and you're
And it would take me like you, 10 you know, hours.
Your energy to be
exactly 30 minutes. So like it's you know, it doesn't really equal out very well if I try
it doesn't stack up.
Yeah, and then I'll be asking him for help anyway, like
and then you're just consuming both of your time.
None of that is helpful at all. Not at all.
So good So I would like to know, if you were to give old Emma, I don't want to say old as in old, but like 10 year ago Emma, some advice based on what you know now, what would that be?
I think I would tell myself, you don't have to do the things you don't want to do necessarily. Like that sounds silly, but there are a lot of jobs that I took on because I felt like I had to, that I didn't want to, and I don't know if I did need to do them. Like I think I would have found what I wanted to do quicker if I had stopped doing things or had focused on doing the things I wanted to do, and then more of that would have come rather than continuing doing the things I didn't want to do. Or I felt, you know, things that made me feel really stressed, like weddings made me feel quite stressed, and I kept doing them because people would ask, and then I'd say okay, and then people would keep seeing me doing them, so I'd get more requests. And it just kept working like that. I didn't like
it. Vicious cycle.
And a lot of people love doing weddings, but I just found them really stressful. I think I would encourage past Emma to focus on what she does enjoy doing and get more of that. It just works out that way. You just get more, the more you do, the more people see it, the more you get, like it makes sense. And there are times that you just have to do some jobs because financially you have to do that. But you can, but there is a way to focus things into aim to do more of the things that you like or that you want to do. I think I would have found things quicker or earlier that way. But then again, it's all a journey and you don't really know. Like, you're a different person every day, it feels like. You're constantly learning something new, and a lot of those things would have developed character in me as well. Like, it's a lot of stuff that I learned because I did do things I didn't want to. But, yeah, I think putting your focus on the stuff that you really want to do earlier is probably not a bad way to look at it.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think if everyone else hears that advice and they are at a crossroads and they're feeling like they're doing things that they don't want to be doing, I think it's a really good, I guess, a little bit of a self-reflection for them to, I guess, stop and think about what it is that they really do want to be doing. And if they can learn from, I don't want to say mistakes, because like you said, we all grow from these things and we all learn. But if you can help fast track other people's success, then I'm all for sharing your learnings.
There's definitely stuff that you have to do that you don't want to, but I think if you can really think about what which directions you want to go and what really is important to you, and sometimes it takes a while to get to it. Like, you might need to sit down every morning and do like 3 morning pages, just writing down streams of thought for things start jumping out at you. And I have found that before, just like freehand writing, like not censoring yourself, just writing down whatever. It's amazing when you let your brain just switch off the fear of people reading it or censoring it or whatever, or making yourself sound good, just writing whatever, and your mind will bring things to the forefront that you were maybe avoiding or you hadn't thought about properly. Yeah. And that's where a lot of stuff I've found has come to me that I've realized, and they sometimes are quite profound, sometimes they are absolutely not, but other times you'll be surprised at what comes up.
In
a way that you hadn't thought about before, because you just sometimes you've got to, I feel like there can be like a wall of fear that doesn't always look like fear. It might look like for one example, was something I was writing the other day. I realized that I was thinking that I really wanted to do maybe some stuff in TV or film, and the fear that was blocking me was the idea of like, oh no, I'll get to that, like I can do that one day. And I realized it was just in the way of me thinking that's never going to happen. But if I pretend that I think it will happen one day, then I don't deal with that or think about it or work at how I could get to there. And so, it wasn't even an obvious fear. It was like a positive thing. But I realized that was what was keeping me from addressing the fact that maybe I thought it wouldn't happen, actually.
Mm.
And so that came up and I was like, oh, okay. So I need to do something. Yep. If I want to do something, I need to work towards it rather than being like, it will happen one day. Because it's not going to happen that way if I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy platitude to be like, it'll happen. Yeah, so I think, getting clear on what you want and where you're going, that takes a while to work it out sometimes, and it will keep changing, but I really encourage people to think about it. Yeah, go for a walk.
Yeah.
Without your phone.
Yes.
take a notebook and a pen and write down anything that comes to mind and think about it, because the more you write things down, the more like you'll think about it later on. And
and I think as well, offloading it off of your brain is also really helpful. Like if you just, like you said, uncensored writing where you're just downloading all of the thoughts that are coming out of your mind, and getting them onto paper, it just frees some space as well. It just allows you to think, I guess, more clearly about some things, and like you said, look at what you've written and kind of assess whether that is just a crazy thought that doesn't make any sense, or if it's something that you're like, oh, that's triggering, or that's making me think about something, and why have I, said that thing? Because you make a really good point about the fear of, like, I guess, making excuses for yourself so that you don't have to deal with the fear now by selling yourself on the fact that, oh, that's okay, it's just not the right time now. Like, I can deal with that later.
Yeah, because it can sound like positive things too. You're like, it's okay, it'll happen.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't sound like, you're like, oh, you're encouraging yourself.
No. No, you're holding yourself back.
It's not an encouragement, that's a roadblock. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, that's so true.
And also when you're writing, the thought of like, I don't have to read this back is also a freeing thought, because you may write something down and go, oh, I'm coming back to that. But you might be like, this was rubbish. It doesn't matter, because you're not going to read it again.
Yeah.
It's gone. Yep. You've got it out, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's out of the way. You know, that's a processing thing, and
So true. And that's
something I like to do.
Yeah. Journaling is a really, really powerful tool. And like, I know that I've personally struggled with it over the years, like in terms of consistency, and actually like sometimes I'll sit down and I'm just looking at the piece of paper going, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna write. But I think that when you let your subconscious take over and you stop, you get out of your own head and get out of your conscious and out of that place of like, oh my gosh, I'm writing this down, someone might read it, what are people going to think, and just move past that. And I find that journaling prompts help as well. Sometimes if I'm struggling to think of like just where to start, is having some sort of prompting question, and then I start answering it, and then I just go off on this crazy ass tangent. I'm like not even writing about what it was
that's cool.
that I started with. But it just helps to kind of get those thoughts out and that process started. But removing that fear of judgment and writing down and getting clearer on your thoughts is very, very powerful. And I know a lot of very successful people do that as well. So if they're doing it, then there's got to be some power to
Oprah
it.
Oprah does it.
Oprah, yeah, exactly. Come on, guys. Oprah does it.
I mean, it was from like in the artist way, is what I was reading it from. And she was saying doing 3 pages every morning before you've done anything else. Like you get up and you do your 3 morning pages, and you literally could write like, this is incredibly boring, I don't know why I'm doing this. Like that could be your 3 pages. Like you might write that sort of thing over and over, and you could write about how much time you've got left or how many pages you've got left. Like it doesn't have to be profound, guys. It can be as just as long as you're writing and you're thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it takes.
So good.
And I wrote many pages of rubbish before I got to anything profound.
Yeah.
For like over a week.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't overthink it.
No. And then afterwards I was like, wait, I've worked it out, I've cracked the code. And the next day I was like, oh no, it's gone again.
That's so good.
All right, it might be a few more weeks before something else comes out again. Okay, yeah. Oh, good to know.
Amazing, amazing. So I guess to wrap things up, I know generally my question is there anything in the works for you and anything exciting coming up? But I guess we've kind of already talked about that. But is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you wanted to share or?
No, I guess, well, maybe.
Go
so
on.
I have got one little more idea.
Oh, do tell.
For something in the All My Love videos kind of realm, which is where I would really love to focus what I'm doing at the moment, is doing something along the lines of a Welcome to the World video for newborns.
Oh, beautiful.
So I know, I'm like, I hope no one else has called them that, but I probably have.
No, I don't know.
Hopefully not. Anyway, so it'll be much shorter and easier than an All My Love video because they, you know, they're a few hours long and it involves voiceover. But these will be, the idea of this is to, they might only be like 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And hopefully within the first sort of 48 hours or the first couple of days of a baby's life.
Yeah.
Either in the hospital room and just doing like a little 1 to 2 minute video with details like of the bassinet, like the baby's being so tiny, the parents just interacting, maybe a sibling meeting the baby for the first time, and I am going to film one of those very shortly, so I'm really excited about that. No voiceover, no extra stress for the parents. Sometimes newborn sessions are quite a big deal because they're like, they can be up to like 3 hours long. Often parents have to travel, like I do them at my home because I've set up the studio here, and so it's quite a big deal in the first couple of weeks. But if someone comes to you in your home or at the hospital and does this little thing, and again, but like newborn sessions can be quite expensive as well, and this would be smaller and less of a financial deal as well. So yeah, that's kind of another thought I was thinking of, something a bit more of like a little mini thing. And
amazing.
It'll be a really great way to be like a baby announcement video on Facebook because I can work on them. Because they're small, I can work on them pretty quick, so I don't have to wait too long before they can put it up.
Oh my God,
I
love it.
It'll be a beautiful way of introducing your baby to all your friends and family online.
Definitely.
If you want to put them online. And if not, you keep it for yourself. That's fine as well.
Yeah.
That's my next kind of thing.
Oh
I'm
my
doing,
God.
And I'm waiting for someone to message me to say their baby's been born because they're like 6 days overdue now.
Oh.
So I'm just waiting for the email.
Oh my God.
To do one really soon.
Yeah. Okay. Is anyone pregnant listening to this podcast in Christchurch?
Having a baby literally in the next day or two.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're about to pop, we want to hear from you.
Yeah. And even if it's after this podcast, get in touch with me because I will be making those.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds amazing. Oh, I can't wait to see those come to life as well. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. I think that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And not too much of a big deal on new parents as well.
Yeah.
I think it'll be an easier solution if that's something that's a concern, you know, the big deal or the financial side of a big session, like this might be an alternative that works really well. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Awesome. Well, now your job is to put some information about that on your website, because I'm going to now direct people to your website. What is your website?
Okay. It's emmasmartcreative.com.
Fantastic. And are you on any social channels as well? Are we going to find you on Instagram, Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Instagram at Emma Smart Creative and also on Facebook at Emma Smart Creative.
Amazing.
So I finally got all of the handles matching. So
amazing. That's
it's taken me a long time to coordinate them all.
I always
especially because someone else had Emma Smart Photography before this and they didn't use it. They just sat there on Instagram.
Oh yeah,
so I was like, right.
That's annoying. I always tell people when they are, if you're still in that kind of planning phase of your business, or even if you're not, but you're now trying to get all of your, like you've just done, get all your social channels kind of aligned, there's a website called namechecker.com, and you can actually just go and put in your handle. So you would have put Emma Smart Creative, and then it will tell you which platforms it's available on or which it's not available on. So you can see if it's on Pinterest, if it's on Instagram, Twitter, all of the handles. So I'll also put in the show
that
notes.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, it's so good because then you can also find variations.
Awesome.
So
if you were like, I did start off with Emma Smart Photography and Emma Smart Photo because I couldn't get both of them. It was a bit of a mission.
Yeah, because then you can also do like little, if you couldn't have gotten Emma Smart Creative you could have been Emma Smart NZ or Emma Smart Creative NZ across, you know, you'd find a handle that works across all of the platforms. Just to kind of keep that continuity.
That's a good idea.
But yeah, so I'll also put that in the show notes if anyone is wanting to check theirs and get theirs all streamlined. I will put it in the notes for people to be able to go and check that out as well.
Awesome.
Cool. Hey, well, thank you so much for hanging out with me today, Emma. It's been a pleasure as always.
Oh, it's been really fun. I hope you didn't mind me blathering on.
Oh my gosh, no. I highly encourage blathering on, to be perfectly honest. And I would love these podcasts to go for hours and hours, but I just also know that people have got an attention span and they're busy and that I don't want to take up too much of their day.
Fair enough. Yeah. Oh, no, it's been really awesome. I've really enjoyed myself this morning.
Yeah, me too. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Emma. And I am going to what I'm doing now is I'm already scheduling myself in for next year to do a Where Are They Now series. So I'm going to get you back on the podcast in a year's time and we're going to see what has developed for Emma Smart Creative and where you're at.
That sounds fantastic. I would love to do that. Yeah. Now I've got, like, goals. And I've got to be back on your podcast and I've got to have, like, worked at my marketing.
Yeah, yeah. Really big. No pressure or anything.
Sorry, but bigger goals.
Yeah.
One year. Got
you
it.
You got a year.
Clock
you got
is
a
ticking
year.
Now. Got it.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay. Cool.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much, Emma.
Cool. Thank you.
Cheers.
Now, don't forget, if you are based in Christchurch, Emma would absolutely love to chat to you about either one of her All My Love videos or her Welcome to the World videos. Or if you are after some personal branding videography, then she is the girl for you. She is currently running a promotion for the first 5 people to book into a Welcome to the World video for your newborn shoot. And that is a special introductory price of $350 for the first 5 people to book in. Now, this doesn't have to be for you. This can be for somebody you know. So it would make an absolutely beautiful gift if you know somebody who is due to have a baby soon. She is also running a competition at the moment as well until this Friday. So you might want to get in there quickly to win one of her All My Love videos in time for Mother's Day, which would be a beautiful gift for your mum. Emma is located on Facebook and Instagram, and her handle is @EmmaSmartCreative. So get over there, give her a follow, like her page, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys again soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have enjoyed creating it. And I really would love to meet you at one of the live events for the Girl Boss Chat Series events, which are happening in June. Unfortunately, the Christchurch event has already sold out, but the tickets are available for both the Auckland and Wellington events. You just need to head along to businessbuildhers.com/events, and the links to purchase tickets are located right in there. There are some incredible speakers at each of those events, and there is wine and nibbles and the chance to meet some amazing new girlfriends, and it's definitely an event that you do not want to miss. I would absolutely love you forever if you would head over and leave a review for the podcast. 5 stars would be amazing, with some feedback on how much you are getting from these podcasts and how much you're enjoying listening to the incredible women who have been featured so far. I can't wait to bring you more episodes. This is absolutely one of the most fun parts of my week, and I can't wait to bring you another episode on Monday. So until then, have an incredible week.